Everyone called her Barbie. The milkman, the mailman, the kids on the block, her bird, and us, her four children. She came before the doll, so nobody associated her with all that. Our Barbie smoked cigarettes, drank martinis, and was really, really smart. And she was fun. One day she changed her name to Gertrude. Sick and tired, she said, of Barbie, Barbie, day and night. She accused us of teaching it to Chico, her parrot. Barbie, he shrieked as soon as he heard one of us. Barbie, Barbie. On the Gertrude day, you could stand right in front of her and yell, Barbie, Barbie. And she would just gaze off over your head. Not only did she not recognize the name, she apparently did not apprehend sound. Barbie, Barbie. Finally, you'd yell, Gertrude, and she'd look down and yell, what? And you'd both crack up the whole day. The next day, she went back to Barbie, and that's what everyone called her. Eucalyptus leaves in pockets, snapped succulents for starts. She knew the cucumber scent of jade trees and dirt's notes of coffee. Ripe red lips, eyes the color of California savanna in springtime. She could read your mind. She moved in twitchy fits and starts, like an irritated chicken, except when she played the piano. At the piano, she was all flying fingers, clicking on keys. She pulsed, she coursed, she stomped like a boogie-woogie goddess of rhythm. Housework was uninteresting, inconvenient, and bothersome. She was uninterested, indignant, and combative. She sawed the Hoover back and forth, bashing into chair legs. She viciously pressed her husband's shirts. The one she scorched, she deposited in the trash. Her lipstick was called Persian Melon. The polish for fingers and toes, Persian Melon. For parties, she put on a face, put on her pearls, and put on a low-cut cocktail dress. She was beautiful. Otherwise, she didn't care how she looked. She called it ratty, like it was funny. She loved the sun. She loved to read. She didn't like to be bothered. We raised caterpillars, rescued lizards, nursed a tortoise. We explored beaches, tide pools, canyons, and one year, church. Every day after breakfast, she headed up the street to smoke and drink coffee at Helen's picnic table, while Helen hung laundry and tended tomatoes, and the little kids rode tricycles in circles. Sometimes she wandered out front to watch me skate. Sometimes she did roll over, sit up, and play dead with Gretchen on the lawn. Sometimes she puckered up for Chico's lethal beak. Sometimes she was careless, and Pat Choate or Mr. Brown turned up at the back door with little David. They joked about benign neglect. Fun-loving. Also, tight-lipped and tight-fisted. Orange short shorts, sleeveless shirts, Penny's house dresses, $2 on sale. They don't have house dresses anymore. A house dress is what Donna Reed wore on TV, with pumps and stockings to do housework. A house dress was for housewives. If being a housewife requires actual interest in one's house, then Barbie was never a housewife. Her perfect work? A perfect tan. Playa Del Rey for cookouts, Del Mar for every day, Will Rogers Beach for tide pools, Malibu and Zuma for surf. One time she left me at Zuma because I wouldn't come. She just drove off without me. It came out of nowhere. You'd go past nodding oil derricks and that droll expression would creep across her face. She might glance at you, the sidekick, and murmur, "Pump Jack, Pump Jack," stripping the words of meaning. "Cucamonga," you chirp back. "Hemet." California towns whose names you both found comical. Since deadpan was part of it, you did not laugh. I watched. She was amused. I watched. She was relaxed. I watched. Something was wrong. Sidekick, cheer her up. Maybe it wasn't too many kids, too many pets, too many interruptions and irksome chores. Maybe she was just that way. A certain disregard, a bright line you couldn't cross. Beecher, thinker, reader, drinker, piano player, singer, dog trainer, clairvoyant, a purveyor of thrift, a seeker of ease, a lover of words and one with nature. A pretty lady, a stoic, constant and phantasmic, our mother, our comfort, our home. Barbie was a rocket girl, a human computer. That was in 1939, before I was born. She sang. She sang at the piano. She sang with the radio. She sang arias to empty rooms. And then it stopped. She shuffled like an old person. She stared like a ghost. She sat and she smoked. She sat and she smoked. She sat and she smoked. And everyone called her Barbie.